welcome to Words of Hope Podcast Extra. I'm Adam Navis. I'm joined in the studio today by Words of Hope's Executive Director for All Media, Christy Prinz.
Thanks, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here today.
It's great to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about the process of taking an English devotional and sharing it around the world and how Words of Hope as an organization navigates some of those challenges. So why don't you start by telling the people who are listening where Words of Hope kind of, what other countries or regions Words of Hope is distributed in, and then how that process, some of the touch points on making that culturally appropriate.
Yeah, so one of the things that I have loved about working at Words of Hope is that we don't just work in the United States and Canada, although I love that piece of the work too. We partner with Indigenous church organizations in many different countries to help them produce media. So that means radio programs especially, but also print materials and television in some places and other kinds of mass communication to share the gospel with their own countries, with people in their own countries. And the devotional is part of that in a really great way. So one of the things that can be true in lots of places is that there isn't very much print Christian material available, especially good quality, things that are really genuine teaching of the word. And so in four of our ministry fields, people are using the devotional in their work. And it really varies depending on the country that it is. In Albania, for several years now, our ministry partners, Words of Hope Albania, have been producing their own translated version of the Words of Hope devotional. So it's the same devotional that people are reading right here in Michigan or wherever in North America. People are reading the same devotional in translation in Albania.
I think that's one of the more the really exciting things when people hear that the same devotional is being read that they're reading around their kitchen table or wherever they read it is being read by people in Albania. That's really exciting.
It's also translated into Hindi in India, and then interestingly, it is adapted for use in the country of Uganda. So in Uganda, English is very widely spoken. So for many years, we just sent copies of the Words of Hope devotional to Uganda for our ministry partners there to use. But what we were finding is that, of course, the context is different. The culture is very different. And references that our writers would make, that our readers would understand, just didn't work very well for people there. And
do you have any examples that jumped your mind about an example or a reference or something that maybe that you wouldn't even notice as a North American reader, but in a country like Uganda, you'd have to adapt in some way to make the same point?
So here's a really funny one. In Uganda, cookies are called biscuits. And so if you wrote a devotional and you talked about eating cookies with your grandchildren, people wouldn't know what that meant. But here's one that's more complicated. Uganda is a tropical temperate climate. They don't have four seasons. Our writers write assuming that people know about summer, spring, fall, winter. And in fact, if you talk about winter in the devotional, people just didn't get it. And so our Ugandan ministry partner just 2 years ago started printing their own version of the devotional, including devotionals written by Ugandan writers, and as well as adapting slightly the devotionals that they read. So so people in Uganda may well be reading the same devotional, slightly adapted, or they may be reading a different devotional written by a Ugandan. And we just think that's a wonderful example of using material that has already been produced that can be of use, but also producing new material that's appropriate to the culture there, that's speaking to the issues and the culture of the people who are reading it. And we're so glad to be a part of that work.
If you'd like to learn more about Words of Hope's work in some of these places, just visit wOH.org And you can learn more about our ministry. And of course, you can help support our work through that website. And I want to thank you, Christy, for coming in and helping us understand a little more about Words of Hope around the world.
Thanks, Adam.